USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is halting the use of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine after six people developed a rare and dangerous blood clot. Of the six patients developing the blood clot, one person has died and another is in critical condition after they received the J&J vaccine. Brown University's Dr. Ajish Jha speaking about the decision on ABC's Good Morning America.
So it's the right thing to take a pause, a brief pause, gather some more data, make a plan, and then come back to the market. I know there are people who are going to be upset about this. This is how our system works. We always err on the side of safety. I think this is the right way to go.
Police clashed with rioters and looters for a second night after the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday. Law enforcement describing the shooting death as an accidental discharge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Police in Tennessee continuing to search for a motive after a school shooting.
One person is dead and a police officer wounded after a shooting in a Tennessee high school. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rausch says that police responded to a call of a possibly armed male at Austin East High School in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Upon arrival, officers located the individual in the school in a restroom. They ordered him out, but he refused to comply. As officers entered the space, the subject reportedly fired shots, striking an officer. One officer returned fire. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene and has since been identified as a student at Austin East.
The officer wounded in the shooting was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Uber's CEO says they will soon be delivering cannabis once federal regulations allow it. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Georgia Representative Mallory Taylor Greene and other conservatives are publicly calling for the firing of infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci after he said it's still not okay, if you're fully vaccinated, to eat and drink inside of a restaurant or bar. This, along with other mixed messages being sent by the CDC, have Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCrary scratching his head.
We're hearing a lot of mixed messaging, and as a result, a lot of the medical officials are losing credibility, and we're seeing the infection right now spread in five states among young people, and I think that's because a lot of the guidance has lost credibility. Look, you got to give people something to look forward to. If you just tell them they can't do stuff, it's not right. You got to tell them how to do things safely and be on in step with what they're going to do. And let me know if you ever hear Dr. Fauci or Dr. Walensky ever talk about suicide from kids getting shut out, from businesses being starved, or from the harm of profound isolation. They don't talk about that.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis sharply criticized YouTube at a roundtable of scientific experts on Monday after the tech giant removed a video of their previous discussion on the science and policies surrounding COVID-19. DeSantis calling the tech corporations a big tech council of censors in service of the ruling elite. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.